Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Greetings from North Pole Flight Command. I'm Alfred Stocking. Sector 2 covers a huge part of the world, and it's my understanding that they are ready to make a major announcement. Let's go now live to the regional tracking center there and our elf on the ground in Turkmenistan for a live report. Elf Marianne Bright joins us by telephone. Marianne, what are the conditions there right now?
Red, it will be Christmas Eve here in about an hour, and we can report full readiness here in the largest sector on the map. For the next 8 hours, we will be taking stock of Christmas conditions from China in the east to Turkey in the west.
Marianne, are there enough tracker elves out there to cover an area so big? All of Asia and the Middle East sure seems to be a big area to keep track of.
Having the largest landmass to cover means our tracking center is operational longer than any other in the world. Our elves work in shifts. But it's moments like these that we live for all year.
Moments like this? What do you mean?
Our checklist is complete, Red. Sector 2 has confirmed with Flight Command that we are cleared for delivery. All lights are green, and the word is go for Santa in Sector 2.
Good golly, that's exciting! Thanks for sharing that great announcement with us. And with that news, we can confirm that both Sector 1 and Sector 2 are cleared now. That's nearly half the world! The countdown to Santa's launch is approaching the 16-hour mark. And there's more exciting news just ahead. For North Pole Radio News, I'm Alfred Stocking, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.